Even though Avraham is initially mentioned at the end of last week's Torah reading, Avraham's more formal and dramatic entree into the biblical stage begins at the start of this week's Parsha, in Parshas Lech Lecha, as we read the famous and still dramatic call, Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha mi'artcha, umi'moladcha, umi'beis avicha, el ha'aretz asher areka. Avraham is called to leave his birthplace, his homeland, his family, and to go to the land which Hashem will show him, of course, taking him eventually to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, we read about not only the journey of Avraham, but eventually the promise to make Avraham and his descendants into a great nation. Ve'escha l'goy gadol, v'avarechecha, v'agad l'shemecha, v'hei bracha. Avraham, you will be my destiny in this world, your family, that your legacy will be to bring Hashem's name to the world, and I will make you great, promises Hashem. This incredible, dramatic, and exciting entree of Avraham into history, onto the biblical stage, is of course memorable and consequential. However, the Ramban notes that there seems to be something very peculiar in these psukim. For all that the Torah reveals, what is most striking is what we are not told. We are not told, we are never told in the Torah text itself, anything about Avraham's life story before this selection. Most importantly, we have never been told what Avraham did to merit this divine chosenness. This Torah speaks about Avraham's future. It never reveals his past. And of course, what is so significant and shocking about this is that, first of all, with other heroes such as Noach, we are told that he is an Ish Tzadik. We are told his bona fides, his credentials, before we hear about his consequence on the world stage. And secondly, this is a radical shift, as no longer is Hashem dealing with the entire world on a universal level, but Lech Lecha marks the shift to a more particularistic approach. Hashem's light, Hashem's name will be revealed to the world through a particular person and his family. But we never know, we never learn it all in the Torah text. Why Avraham? Why is he the chosen man? This is the incredibly penetrating question of the Ramban. The Ramban himself gives the following answer. He says, well, of course, we do know much about Avraham from the Midrashim, all about how he discovered Hashem, how he fought with the Baalei Avodah Zarah of his day, rejecting in a very proactive way, and even a confrontational way, one could say, the Avodah Zarah and the paganism of his day, and that made Avraham a religious and a spiritual hero. Of course, Ramban realizes that that begs the question. Those stories are wonderful, but they're only in the Medrash. They're not in the Torah text. Why does the Torah itself not cite any of these Midrashim? To which the Ramban answers that generally the Torah is very, very reticent to mention anything that is about Avodah Zarah, anything which is in any way heretical or against the Torah's core and axiomatic beliefs. And therefore, since it's not really crucial to anything in the story per se, the Torah did not want to mention these stories about Avraham because willy-nilly they would have required a reference to Avodah Zarah. This is the Ramban's answer. And whether one loves it or, to be honest, I find it a little bit underwhelming, with all the respect, of course, to the Ramban, the Sfas Emes takes us in a completely different direction, in a direction which I find to be incredibly remarkable, potentially life-altering if one really would internalize the message of the Sfas Emes, and certainly inspiring. And the predicate of the approach of the Sfas Emes is a comment of the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the call of Lech Lecha was actually not exclusively said to Avraham Avinu. We've always thought, certainly the simple reading of the Psukim, that Avraham was already chosen with those words, Lech Lecha. Says the Zohar, in fact, the words Lech Lecha were said to the entire world. However, in the words of the Zohar, V'il inun d'nai me shinsa b'chorehen v'l yadei v'lo mistaklon. Woe is to those who are sleeping and not seeing or unaware, not hearing and knowing what is going on around them. In other words, says the Sfas Emes, you see from the Zohar that the world was approached The world was on the receiving end. Everyone, the whole universe, could have heard the word Lech Lecha. It was a call that went out to anyone. However, no one else heard the call. What made Avraham great, says the Sfas Emes, as he works off of and develops this idea of the Zohar, what makes Avraham great was that he heard the call. Shama v'kibel, says the Sfas Emes. He heard it, and he took it as a personal call. He took it as a personal responsibility. Anyone could have heard it. But Avraham did, and he acted on it. The call went out to everyone, but it's Avraham who heard it. And therefore, continues the Sfas Emes, when just a few psukim later, after Hashem finishes his promise, in Pasuk Dalid, we read, Vayelech Avraham, from the moment Hashem called him, Avraham saddled up, and he went on the journey. He heard, and he acted on it. Says the Sfas Emes, the whole premise of the question was wrong. We asked, why doesn't the Torah tell us why Avraham merited to be chosen? Says the Sfas Emes, the Torah does tell us why he was chosen. Ze hashevach ba'atzmo, shayamuchan l'kabel ha'mamar. The very fact, vayelech Avraham, the very fact that he heard and acted on Hashem's call, that itself is the reason why he deserved to be chosen. I'm sure, I have no doubt that Sfas Emes accepts and believes all of those amazing stories we've learned since we were little kids that are taught in the Medrash. But nevertheless, says Sfas Emes, Avraham could have been rewarded for that. But that's not why he was chosen to be the man, because of that. He was chosen not because of what he had done in the past. He was chosen because of what he did right then. Vayelech Avraham. He heard the call. Shama v'kibel. And he acted on it. Ze hashev ha'atzmo. This itself is why he merited. And this, of course, is a lesson, says the Sfas Emes, for all of us. Hashem is calling often in many profound ways. The question is whether we will be truly students and descendants of Avraham. Will we too hear the call of Hashem?